This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is publicly blaming Iran for this week's attack on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's making clear Washington blames Tehran.
Iran did do it.
But even as officials here at the Pentagon consider boosting defenses in the region, the president's hoping aggressive U.S. diplomacy will force Iran to the negotiating table. The administration seems caught between pressure to reassure Gulf allies by punishing Iran and avoiding getting closer to war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says the aim now is to rally the world to condemn Iran.
Build international consensus to this international problem.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, President Trump is backing off some of his statement earlier this week that he would accept political information on an opponent, even if it came from a foreign government. Democrats and some Republicans on Capitol Hill were outraged with the president when he said in an interview with ABC that he would look at the information. Friday morning on Fox News, Trump backtracked on that statement.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Democrats had ripped Trump's earlier statement as a call for more interference in the U.S. presidential election next year. The Commerce Department said Friday that retail sales rose 0.5% in May after a smaller gain of 0.3% in the previous month. April's figure was revised up from an earlier estimate that had showed a decline. The figures suggest that Americans remain confident enough in the economic outlook to keep spending their money. Measures of consumer confidence are at 19-year highs. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization advisory panel on Friday decided not to declare an international public